As we approach today's first pitch, we talk now with North Allegheny head coach Andy Maddox. Seven games into the 2014 season, North Allegheny's 5-2, sits a half game behind Butler in the Section 1 standings. Your impression of how your team has played to this point?
Well, I think we were playing pretty well at the end of last week and Saturday. The tough thing this year has been to get in some kind of rhythm. You start to play some games, and then you sit and you go back inside. To this point, we've only really had a chance to be on the field, practice one time. And it seems like we play a little bit and sit for a while. It's going to be nice here looking at the weather for the next 7-8 days. Win or lose, I think we're going to get into some kind of rhythm here, and I'm looking forward to that.
In our first baseball broadcast of the spring, North Allegheny defeated Seneca Valley 6-1 in 12 innings. How much of a momentum swing during the course of a season, if any, is a win like that for the team?
Well, I think it could be pretty good, and it could be big for us, but it's still early. We have to take care of business today, obviously, and some other games moving forward. But, you know, the most important thing about that game for me was about halfway through, I felt like we were playing the game the right way. I felt like our guys were enjoying it. They were having fun. And I really said to myself about halfway through that game, win or lose, we're going to be in a pretty good place. I felt good about us, and had we even walked out of there with a loss, I still would have felt good about us. As opposed to the night before against Butler, I felt like we played tight. I felt like our kids weren't enjoying the game. You know, we really tried to emphasize before that Seneca game, you know, this is your shot at being seniors. If you're a senior and if you're young, you're getting a shot, but you got to enjoy it. We want to look back 10 years from now and say we really enjoyed that season no matter what. And the way we played against Butler, I just didn't think we were having any fun. Against Seneca, we had fun, and I really believe win or lose, we were coming out of that better off.
At the plate and on the mound, Mitch Mackey has been terrific so far this season. How locked in is he right now?
He's looked very good so far. You know, he's really, in some ways, carried us at times. I can't tell you how many game-tying RBIs he's had or situations where he's given us the lead. And then, of course, on the mound, he's been tough. Once he settled in against Seneca, you had a feeling that he was going to keep us in that game, which he did. And then he ended up getting the game-tying RBI in the sixth to get it to extras. He's been as advertised. He's done everything we've asked him to do. And I couldn't be happier for him. It's nice to see a senior have the type of senior season so far that he wants to have.
The pitching staff has a team ERA of 1.43 so far this season. What's been the key to their success, and has there been any particular pitcher that has impressed you?
No, I think we've been happy with most of the guys now. So we've had, you know, one very good outing from Jason against Butler. I think he pitched well enough to win that night. We've had Mitch give us a couple good outings, and then we had John D'Ignazio come in that Seneca game and give us five innings of shutout relief. And then we had Nick Gross, a junior, get his first varsity start on Saturday and give us five shutout innings as well. So it's been spread out. It's been Mitch, John, Nick. It's been Tyler coming in relief. I'm very happy with our staff. Our concern, quite honestly, is we got to make sure we make plays for these guys, and we got to start putting some runs on the board.
Today, North Allegheny takes on a rejuvenated North Hills program that is hoping to make the playoffs for the first time in 7 years. You know, what are you expecting to see from the Indians today?
I think they're a very good team. I saw them play on Saturday night. They played Seneca Valley, and actually, you know, they outplayed Seneca. Beat them 9-5. Really might not even been that close. I think North Hills is an athletic team. I think they hit fastballs real well. I really like their actions in the infield this year. I think last year at the turn, they looked like they were going to be in the playoffs, and they might have dropped off at the end. I kind of expect them to be there the whole way this year. I think this is going to be a very tough game for us tonight.
Statistically, it appears the Indians love to run once on the bases. How do you slow down the North Hills running game?
Well, we'll try to keep them off the bases.
That's a good way, right?
Yeah, obviously that's not going to happen all the time. Mitch does a good job varying his looks, and we have a number of catchers, starting with Dan Treadle, who's starting tonight. They do a good job. So, yeah, I think that's going to be an interesting thing to watch tonight. You know, do we keep them off the bags? And then once they get on, how's Mitch hold them on? And, you know, it'll be nice to see Dan throw a guy out early and maybe slow him down a little bit.
In the early going, the standings pretty jammed up at the top in Section 1. Give us your thoughts on the talent level and competition in Section 1 this season.
Well, I think it's good as always. Butler is having a real strong start. They've won 3 1-run games. But when you only have 10 games in your section season, those 3 1-run games could get them in the playoffs. Really, if they can win one more in the first half, either beat North Hills or beat Seneca, they're in great shape, 4-1 at the turn. And I would imagine 6 wins would get you pretty close to getting in. So Butler's in good shape. Seneca. I think, you know, they're looking to win their last one, get to 3-2 at the turn, which puts them in fine shape. I think this is a big game tonight for both us and North Hills. If we get to 4-1 halfway through, might give us a decent feeling where we got a little room to breathe. But tell you what, if North Hills takes this tonight, we know we're going to be scratching and clawing all the way home.
It's North Allegheny head coach Andy Maddox. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and the team tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.